Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
We just finished the elections of 2019, and John McGuire was reelected to the House of Delegates to represent parts of Goochland, Henrico, Spotsylvania, Louisa. And now he has decided he's going to jump into the race against the Democrat incumbent Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. We're lucky to have Delegate John McGuire on the air with us today. So I gotta start out welcoming you, but also asking, hey, did you know you were going to run for Congress when you were running for House? Or, you know, how did this come about?
No, it's I tell you, it's an honor to serve. I'm sure you know I served our country in the military, a Navy SEAL, and I'm a business owner, and I run a 21-year business in the district. And, you know, District 7 has 10 counties.
Right.
Four of those counties I represent in the Virginia House of Delegates, and I have a 21-year business that's pretty heavily saturated in Chesterfield and Henrico. So if you look at the weighted vote of the district, I'm there all the time. And during this last campaign, you know, I was knocking on doors talking about the House of Delegates. But 10 doors in a row, it often would say, hey, please tell me you're going to run against Abigail Spanberger.
Okay.
You know, we live in a conservative district. And she ran as a moderate. But she, you know, she votes like 98% or something like that with Nancy Pelosi. And I don't think there's any Democrat or any Republican that thinks Nancy Pelosi is conservative. And so she's just not a good fit for the district. So I look at who's in the field. I look at how well I'm known in the job that I'm doing. And I think we can do a better job.
Is there anything specific that Abigail Spanberger has advocated for or been against that would motivate you to say she's betrayed the moderate mantra that she ran on?
Well, the big thing is her voting record. You know, politicians can talk all day, but what you can really do is go look at their voting record. For me, in the General Assembly, for example, I'm in a conservative district, and Matt Schlapp with the American Conservative Union just rated me a three-way tie for first place, most conservative legislator in the Senate and the House. So my voting record tells you that I'm a match for the district. Her voting record says she is not a match for the district. But I guess one of my biggest complaints about her is, you know, somebody told me I was rare in politics. And I said, what do you mean by that? And they said, you said one thing, and then you got elected, and you did exactly what you said you were going to do. You know, Abigail ran as a moderate, and she ran as somebody who was going to bring respect to both sides of the aisle. And obviously, she doesn't vote as a moderate. And, you know, she had a lot of hate and vitriol with people around her in her election. And then that continues. I guess, you know, maybe September 13th on the front page of the Times-Dispatch, she had to let go of her top aide, because he had the most vitriol things to say about me for the better part of a year. Said things like my military service meant nothing. I would say things like white supremacy has no place in this world. And you never seen somebody use the F word so much. I had a constituent tell me after reading that article in the Times-Dispatch, they felt like they needed to take a shower. So I just think that we can do better. I think the 7th Congressional District deserves better. And I'm excited to be in the race.
Do you have concerns about the 2020 race as it relates to being down ticket from Donald Trump? How closely do you intend to tie yourself to the president? Are you a big supporter of President Trump's, or how would you characterize
that? I'm a big supporter. I'm a big supporter of the Trump. I mean, this guy has given it all he has. He loves our country. He loves the American people. And I'll tell you, on election day, I visited 30 precincts with two Trump flags on my truck and a big American flag. And I was able to get to every precinct. And I had people come up and tap me on the shoulder often and said, hey, I'm a Democrat, but I'm voting for you. And we had an army of people at the precincts. And they would call in and say, hey, John, you're getting a lot of Democrats saying they're voting for you. And I think if you look at our record in Henrico County, the precincts, not all, but most of them, we had more votes in the Henrico precincts than any Republican or any Democrat. So I think Trump is doing a great job. And if the Democrats weren't wasting so much time and money on this impeachment charade, you know, we'd get a whole lot of things done. I think they hate the president more than they love our country. And they're stopping so many things. There's a defense bill right now up in Congress that would put more troops on the border. But they do not want Trump to get a victory. The USMCA would bring in jobs and manufacturing, and it would help workers and everybody up. But they do not want Trump to get a victory because they hate Trump more than they care about our country.
Is there anything that you think Dave Brat did or did not do that caused him to ultimately lose to Abigail Spanberger? I mean, is there something that you would say, hey, I don't want to repeat this, or I need to double down on this so that Congresswoman Spanberger is not successful at being reelected?
You know, Trump is, I'm sorry, Dave Brat and his wife, Laura, they're friends of mine. Mm-hmm. They're great people, good Christians. I think that Abigail just had a very negative ad campaign, and she had $10 million in her message and was able to stick. I think he worked very hard, and he's, you know, he did what he said he was going to do. He had a very conservative voting record. But she paid herself as a moderate, and she wasn't. So,
Listen, I appreciate you coming on, and I hope we'll get a chance to talk a lot over the coming months. Delegate John McGuire, the former Navy SEAL who represents Louisa, parts of Goochland and Ryko in Spotsylvania, now a candidate for the 7th Congressional District as a Republican. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, John, could you tell them my website?
Well, you do it. Where is it?
Sure. You guys, we're just getting this campaign up and going. We just finished one campaign. Now we're moving on. It's McGuireForCongress.com. That's McGuireNumber4Congress.com.
Got it.
John, thanks again for having me on your show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. It is 7:13 on this Tuesday morning. We'll come back and check the traffic and the weather in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.